Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, Gwen and Chris, hour number two. Short 2.5 hour show today that will give us a little time to watch the beginning of the Dodgers and Phillies. They get underway at Dodger Stadium in just a little bit with a 2-1 series lead for L.A. Later on tonight, the Brewers will go for the clincher against the Cubs in Chicago. Last night, of course, the Yankees were dismissed, and we had Seattle-Detroit go to a game five. So three of the four teams facing elimination were able to hold it off last night in the baseball playoffs. We also have Eagles-Giants, Thursday night football coming your way in just a little bit. Sad note popped up there behind you, Tony. I don't know if you knew or I'm sure you knew of. I don't know if you played in your era. Mike Greenwell, a left-handed hitting outfielder for the Red Sox, passed today at the age of 62. That went across the bottom line there of the MLB Network. Always sad when I see anything like that. And on the other side, the bright side of that, I saw something in the paper today that made me smile. I don't know if we don't know. Do you guys know Willie O'Ree? Tony, have you ever get a chance to meet him?
We've talked about him.
Willie O'Ree?
Yes.
Hockey player,
I haven't met him.
Well, hockey player?
Yeah, well, he's the Jackie Robinson of hockey,
He broke
the color barrier. He played for the Gulls. He's a San Diego legend.
Yeah, he came out. I think he was out of the game
he's incredible.
A while back.
Yeah, Willie's incredible. Anyway, at his 90th birthday today.
Happy birthday,
Willie.
So
happy
Willie.
Birthday to Willie. And I can't tell you, Tony, of all of the great gentlemen I've ever met, Willie's right at the top. So if you
it's not
ever
the first
get
time I've heard that.
Right. If you get a chance, you're somewhere and he's there, go talk to Willie. He's that great, but be careful. He has the strongest handshake I've ever seen anybody have.
Yeah.
Anyway, Willie, happy birthday to you out there.
Here's a question. Would you rather have an extremely hard handshake
or the really soft one? Yeah. I'll go strong.
Yeah, I'll go strong handshake.
Yeah, definitely strong handshake.
Yeah, but Willie's is too strong, I must say. I mean, he can't help but go... Yeah.
Crack all your bones?
He will. But anyway... I haven't seen Willie in a long time, but one of the all-time greats. And I've said it before, the NHL and people in Boston where he made his debut, he's way more of a legend there than he is in his hometown, which is San Diego.
Hmm.
All right, we got Daily Gambit.
Gambito.
Let's go.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in the Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Let's review what we did yesterday. Yankees -1.5 against the Jays. Chris and I went Yankees. Tony went Jays. Jays win 5-2. Yankees and Blue Jays, total score, over under 8.5 runs. Chris and I went over. Tony went under 7 runs.
Two for Tony there. Yeah.
Total bases, who had more, Aaron Judge or Vlad Jr.? Chris went Judge. Tony and I went Vlad. Judge had 2. Vlad had one.
Judge got it on the last at bat.
Oh,
did he really?
Yeah.
Drove in that run.
That's right. Yeah. He drove in that run. You're right. Yeah.
Then we went to the Dodgers, -1.5 against the Phillies. We all went Phillies. Phillies went 8-2, so we're safe on that one. Yama Meatballs, over under 7.5 Ks. Tony and I went under. Chris went over. He had two last night.
Yeah. No, he was shell-shocked after that Schwarb bomb.
Ohtani, over under 3.5 total bases in the game last night. Chris and I said under. Tony said over. Ohtani went 0-for-5.
But he also missed a home run to left field by 1 foot,
yeah,
I would say. Yeah.
That would have been four bases.
That would have, right, yeah.
Missouri State against Middle Tennessee. Missouri State favored by 1.5 points in this game. We all chose Middle Tennessee. This is a bad beat.
Yeah.
Because Missouri State won 22-20. And so they barely cover.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny, if you go to the window in, at the sports bookie and you say, you know, I barely lost this one.
Yeah, can I get barely my money back?
Yeah, right. They're not going to make an
barely
exception.
Barely my money back,
yeah.
Please.
Yeah.
Last one, Phoenix Mercury against the Las Vegas Aces. Phoenix
was a game.
4-point favorite. Chris and Tony went Phoenix. I went the Aces. Aces went 90-88.
Asia Wilson.
It's time to start recognizing that she might be the best women's player ever.
Yeah.
Who's considered it now? Lisa Leslie?
Well,
honestly, I don't know.
Well, it's a good question. I mean, there's a lot.
Can't be Caitlin Clark.
I think it's it's like Candace
Diana
Parker,
Diana Taurasi, Candace, Lisa, I think
what about
Maya Moore?
What about Rebecca Lobo?
Maybe in an earlier time, but no, not to that level. But yeah, basically anybody that ever played at UConn and was right. The other one is Breanna Stewart, who was she won 4 championships and was College Player of the Year all 4 years. So there's some pretty good ones. But Asia Wilson, what she's doing for Las Vegas, she won another MVP this year, and that shot she made last night, double team Tony, and put it up at the buzzer for the win after they blew a 17-point lead.
Yeah,
so it was a really exciting game for sure.
All right, that's it.
All right, for tonight, we got Dodgers and Phillies. Let's go before they get going. Dodgers by 1.5. Tony starts today.
Phils will get it to a game 5.
Phillies.
I like it.
Going back home.
Scrape.
I'm
going
to take the Phils, too.
Yeah, same reason yesterday. I can't root for the Dodgers no matter what, so I'll be on the Phillies. 8 runs over under today. Scrape, 8 runs. Last night, they had 10. What do you got here?
I don't know that they're going to go that. Tyler Glasnow's pretty good. Okay. I'm going to say under.
Under? Under seems the way to go, but Schwarbaum is there. He's going to hit one. I'll go over.
Okay.
Phillies win 7-2. I don't know. I'm hopeful. Tony, over, under?
Over.
Over.
I think Glasnow's going to be good hitting for the Phils.
Really?
We'll see. Brewers and Cubs later on. Brew Crew by 1.5. In the Windy City, I think this is a 5-game series, so the Cubs win again tonight. Ooh. Tony? Although Matthew Boyd better get through the first inning this
time.
That's
the only thing that's kind of scaring me. I'm still going to go Cubs.
Cubs, Cubs.
Go, Cubs, go!
Cubs, Cubs. Scrape.
Brew Crew.
The Crew, he says. Glasnow or Sanchez, more strikeouts in this Dodger-Philly game. It's your turn, Tony. You just said Glasnow wouldn't do well, so.
By the way.
Sanchez.
Who was the umpire that looked like a WWE guy?
Jim Wolf, baby.
My goodness. Dude was popping out of his shirt.
He's been popping out of his shirt for like 15 years.
More Ks. Who did you say, Chris?
Glasnow or Sanchez. It's your pick.
I'm going to go with Sanchez.
All three of us there. I'll take Sanchez. Philly Giants, 40.5 points for the Thursday night football affair. It's great.
40.5 points.
Game is in New York, if that means anything to you.
You know what? The Giants don't score a lot of points. The Eagles can score a lot of points. They had a meeting this week between Saquon and A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts. Over.
Why aren't the Eagles throwing the ball to A.J. Brown?
They're not really throwing the ball in general. They're not throwing the ball in general.
He got overthrown on a nice one.
He did.
But he also, like, slowed down on the route.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're just off.
All right.
Always seems like an issue. With
we talked about this yesterday, Tony, but I think we should either you try to find it, Scrape, because I think it's worth seeing if you didn't see it. But Jalen Hurts' last ditch.
Oh, yeah.
Where he throws into the end zone and runs 50 yards to try to get a tip.
It was impressive.
I loved that. Maybe Jalen will complete one to himself tonight.
The NFL going to take me down because I'm using their videos, like they took Dan Orlovsky down.
They might.
We'll talk about that in 30 Mile Zone, too.
Yeah. I'm going to go under 40.5 points. This seems like 39-0 Eagles. The Giants will get over
39-0. That would be...
I don't think the Giants will get over midfield tonight. They may not. Ah, Turner Cade. There's one for Glass now. Tony, what you got?
Under.
Over, under, under. Okay. Will any New York Giant receiver have over 50 yards? If you can name a Giant receiver, go to the head of the
Wandale
class.
Wandale Robinson.
All right. Well, maybe he's your guy. You're first, Grabe. Will a Giant receiver have... Oh, no, I'm first. I'm going to say no. Say nobody over 50 yards for the Gigantes.
If it's going to be a game at
Tony,
all, it's because somebody's got to
get 50. Somebody better get 50? You saying yes?
I'm going to say yes.
Right. Now, does this have to be a wide receiver?
No,
or could it be
any
a running
receiver.
Back, too?
You think Scataboo might do it?
No, but I think... Someone's got to get over 50
all
yards.
You're saying yes. Saquon, 88.5 rushing yards. Tony, 88.5. Over. Scrabe.
He's not going to miss a chance to run up on his own.
I know, but he has not been rushing for a lot this year.
That's okay. Oh. That's exactly why.
Tonight might be the night.
All right, I'm going to go over.
We all go over there. Tulane, college ball, 6.5 over East Carolina. Tulane's having a nice season so far. I can tell you that much, Scrabe.
All right.
They're at home. 6.5.
I like the East Carolina logo, but I'm going to go with Tulane.
Tulane? You're going with the green wave?
Yep.
Yeah, I don't know anything about East Carolina.
Tulane it is for me.
Tony, you want to take a shot on the Pirates, the East Carolina Pirates?
Nope, Tulane.
Tulane, green Tulane, wave. Tulane. And then NHL season, night 3, but opener for the Ducks. They open in Seattle against who's Grabe?
The Kraken.
You love those
guys.
The
Kraken.
Love the Kraken.
Anyway. I'm first. I don't know anything about the Quacks this year, but it's Quacks versus Kraken.
Uh-oh, Schwarby.
Schwarby double.
It was either a double, but with Teoscar running over there, it could have been a triple. Teoscar actually made a couple good catches last night. I give him credit for what I got to give him credit for. I'm going to take the Kraken here. I don't know anything about the Ducks. Tony, 1.5, though. Kraken are favored.
Give me the Ducks.
Going with the Quacks. Grabe.
I'm going to go with the Kraken.
All right.
Did you guys hear this controversy with the Utah Mammoth and how they...
Could they end up losing their name?
They could.
Wouldn't that be
because
something?
Because there's already a place that
it's
had...
It's a company.
Yeah, it's a company that's
clothing,
been making...
Clothing, I think, or something.
No, it's hockey bags and stuff.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, they're called Utah Mammoth.
Yeah.
And they have it legit.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
man.
They're suing them.
From what I read, the defense says that they didn't trademark it or something, so if they didn't do that, then that's pretty
stupid. Wrapped in.
Yeah. But... That would be crazy if they did all this branding and they had to change the name.
How don't you spend the money to find out if someone has?
No, they did. They did.
So, and that's how they know they didn't trademark it.
They say that the company said it was cool. I doubt that.
So now the company's suing
them. And they
them.
Knew they were going to be an NHL team?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's no shot. They said it'll be cool.
No, I would say give me some money and you can
100%.
Use the name.
That's exactly what I would think most people would say.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. They go back to the Yeti, and then they're going to have a problem with the Yeti Cooler Company. They can't find a name there in Utah.
Rough.
Is it me or you? It's you?
Schwarber doubles. He's at third with two outs. We'll find out if Bohm drives him in when we come back after a check of traffic.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Easy Button is back with even more easy. Press it for custom prints, shipping services, even passport photos. Staples. That was easy.
We are where you are. Streaming 97.3 The Fan has never been easier. You can stream your favorite fan talk shows on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, or TuneIn apps.
This hour on 97.3, The Fan is brought to you by IHOP. Introducing the IHOP Value Menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day.
Give me some of that meat.
Where else can you get a big, filling sit-down breakfast for only $6?
Give me some meat.
Go to your happy place. Plates with the $6 IHOP Value Menu, available every day at IHOP. $7 in your location. In some locations. What was that?
I was pointing to Chris.
Is it
Chris? He knows I'm sitting here.
No,
sure.
I was... Never mind. I'm just going to go over here in my corner.
You want to just tell me which appointment? What were we talking about?
I was going to say...
I think he's reminding you that I had something, but I think you know that.
I did.
He was aware.
I don't know. I just pointed. You didn't need to tell everybody.
I didn't need to. You're right. I say that to you all the time. You're right. Could have just played it off. Mr. Ello.
Yes, sir.
You seem to have something that you want to get off your chest about Mr. Kershaw.
Well, I'm sure that many Padre fans were reveling in his demise again last night.
Right.
And the, you know, if you're ever going to put the crying Kershaw emoji up there, last night probably would have been the night. You know, who knows? It could be the last time he ever pitches in a big league game. But it was hard to watch, honestly. I think even the Dodger players said the same after the game. Mookie Betts said, yeah, but let's not overreact. The guy's still, you know, one of the all-time greats, and he is. But two innings last night, five runs, two home runs, probably would have given up more had they not thrown somebody out at the plate. And the Phillies were just hitting rockets off him. And Scraby brought the point up, should Dave Roberts have gotten him out of there so that he, you know, have some respect for the great Kershaw? And I think he was asked about it. He said after the game, I didn't really have anyone else to use because Tanner Scott was out with a personal matter, which has now turned into an injury, which Scraby thinks is a big conspiracy. But anyway, so I thought, man, where is this going to leave Kershaw in his all-time postseason, you know, resume? And it definitely steps out, but not as much as you think. And here's the deal. Right now, Kershaw's all-time postseason record is 13-13. The 13 wins, by the way, is the fifth most in the history of baseball. His ERA is 4.63, which is more than two runs higher than his career ERA. So he's going to have to wear that. Does have 213 strikeouts, which is second most all-time. So it's clear, Kershaw has not been nearly as effective. But among all of the Hall of Fame-type pitchers of this era, he's not the only one. Greg Maddux, all-time, 11-14. ERA, 3.27, is higher than his normal career ERA. Maddux also, about the same number of innings as Kershaw, 51 walks in the postseason. It's a lot for Maddux in less than 200 innings. Let's try Pedro Martinez, 6-4, but a 3.46 ERA, more than a half run higher than his career, and only 96 strikeouts for Pedro in 96 innings. Not a lot for him. Randy Johnson. Now, Randy Johnson has a 2001 World Series MVP on his resume. He was 3-0 with a 1.04 when the Diamondbacks beat the Yankees that year. But the rest of Randy Johnson, 4-9. In the postseason. That's ugly for somebody of that stature. 3.50 is his career ERA. Roger Clemens, 12-8, but his ERA, 0.6 of a run higher. Justin Verlander, now he's 17-12. The 17 wins is the second most behind Andy Pettit, but his ERA is higher, 3.58. And Justin Verlander, all time in the World Series, 1-6 with a 5.63. I don't know what this proves, if anything, but...
You know what it proves? It proves that this idea that we all have in our head of guys just getting to the postseason and just being dominant.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen very often.
No.
There's like a handful of guys who fit that category.
I couldn't agree more. And so to that end, I looked up some of the all-time leaders. Like if it's not Kershaw, if it's not
Maddox. Listen to some of these names.
Knox Pedro, right. Your all-time ERA leader is pretty good. Mariano Rivera, okay? Number two on the all-time ERA list, former Giant left-handed reliever Jeremy Affeldt.
That's right.
0.86. Yes.
I met this guy
hated
at the airport.
Facing Jeremy Affeldt.
Who knew? Who knew?
Jeremy Affeldt, I shouldn't have been so excited because at the time I was in San Francisco going to school there and everything, okay. And Jeremy Affeldt was like the guy that's coming out of the bullpen. I met him one time in the airport and I made a complete fool of myself.
That's not.
And
that's
then
not
when he shook my hand, his hand was so big, it like engulfed my hand.
Babe Ruth, by the way, is fourth greatest ERA in postseason. Sandy Koufax is seventh. But there's some guys there. The all-time whip, walks and hits innings. Leader, Jeremy Affeldt, number one. Zach Wheeler is two.
I'm not sure how many chances Jeremy had outside of the three.
He pitched in 31 innings. That's how he qualified. But Andy Pettit's the all-time leader with 19 wins.
It's just weird.
I mean, Bob Gibson was the guy that comes to mind, and he won six straight World Series games with complete game victories.
Right.
To me, that'll probably never be topped. But yeah, when you look at Kershaw, Maddox, Pedro, Randy, Verlander, Clemens.
Wait, just think of how many numbers they have.
Incredible guys
though.
They are, and then none of them are really great in the postseason. Some of them are better than
you
others.
You said who was 17-12? Verlander
17-12, but 1-6 in the World Series.
That's a ton of opportunity to get you to those type of numbers in the first place. Right?
Yeah, Verlander's 226 postseason innings, number two all time.
Wow.
But again, remember they only used to have a World Series, so that's the difference. That's why the home run leader all time in the world in playoffs is Manny Ramirez with 29. Because Mickey Mantle only got to hit home runs in the World Series.
That dude was a good performer in the playoffs.
Mickey?
No, Manny.
Oh, Manny. Okay, Mickey probably was too.
Yeah. I just wasn't here for that one.
Manny Ramirez? Yeah. I think he has the most home runs in postseason history. Sorry.
Hey,
bad.
Scrape, do you know Carl Sheffers?
Carl Sheffers.
I'm not the only one.
Sorry.
Yes.
I was putting up the 2 p.m. podcast, and I was not completely locked in.
No, that you weren't completely.
I would say you
weren't
locked
in at all.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll ask you, Tony, what's fair in the memory of Kershaw? You know, how much are we going to have to factor in the struggles? I mean, his ERA 2 runs higher. That's quite a bit.
But he's still
one of the greatest ever, right?
I'll ask you, when you are having a general baseball conversation, does it generally start with the postseason or does it start with just baseball?
No, it comes up with the stats.
It just comes up with his numbers.
Yeah.
So you'll get to the part where you're like, he struggled in the postseason.
Right.
But the conversation is going to be based and started with his numbers and what he was doing in whatever seasons.
I think one of the things that I would start with Kershaw, and I know that we're talking about a guy that I know San Diego fans kind of don't, you know, loathe to a certain extent, but I'm trying to rise a little above that. Kershaw's ERA of 2.53 in his career is the lowest of any pitcher in the last 100 years. I don't know what more I know ERA is not analytically sound the way it used to be. Still gives you a pretty good indication that the guy was hard to hit
If you watched him pitch in those years, you know exactly what we're talking about.
Right.
I think the other thing, just use Manny as an example. If it's too much to wrap your head around, and he's still adding to his resume, by the way.
Yeah.
But if it were to start right now, you would say the conversation would start with he is a Hall of Fame player. And he had some incredible seasons.
Right.
But it would also go, he struggled mightily in the postseason. As of now, that has a chance to change should the Padres keep getting the postseason and he starts to have some more success.
Well, there's a few people that have tweeted us, I'm sure, since the playoffs are over that think that conversation should start with Manny being a 209 postseason hitter.
No, it won't start with
that. But that's not...
Even if that's what you want, that's not how conversation...
Yeah.
No one is walking around when they are having a baseball conversation and saying, well, You see the 2024 playoffs.
Yeah.
You don't start the conversation that way.
I mean, is Steve Pierce a better baseball player than Manny Machado?
He's a World Series MVP.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Steve Pierce is a World Series MVP. So
Scott Brosius, World Series MVP.
Yeah. It's such a hit and miss in the playoffs. But anyway, I honestly felt that Robert should have come and got him. I know that he said he didn't have anybody. He did try and pitch the ninth inning. I thought it was pretty obvious, Tony, that he had nothing. And they were just hitting bombs. And, you know, Dave's just like letting him out. I don't know. I didn't care for it.
The only reason
listen, here's what you guys got to remember. When you get to this time of year and you are making a 26-man roster, you're expecting to use everybody. Right. And when you get into a situation like this and you've already taxed your bullpen just to get.
And there's another game today.
And you got. Yeah. It's just the way it is. And I'm sure Kirsch.
Oh, I don't think he was bothered by it. Understood it. No, completely. I don't think he would be bothered by it. But.
I was on the way home last night. The only way for me to find out what's going on with the game was to listen to AM 570 because that's, you know, where it is.
And don't they just complain about the Dodgers?
That's why I love it. That's why I love them because they just talk trash about their own team the entire time.
They have a hard time.
Amen.
They struggle with losing.
But they were they really do. They
what
weren't
the hell
even
is Kershaw doing in the game?
They weren't even aware that Tanner Scott was unavailable last night. So they were like, what is going on here?
Right. Why are
they
we
leaving him out here?
In.
This is crazy. There's no one throwing in the pen. He's bouncing balls all over the place.
And balls are I mean, you know, one of the outs he got was on a guy gunned down at the plate. The other was a catch leaping against the fence in center field. I mean, they were hitting rockets. So anyway,
all right, let's get to
I
break.
Hope that's not the last memory of Kershaw, but it
I
may very
it
well
is.
Could
I mean,
be.
It doesn't bother me. At
I
all.
Know well, it doesn't. You're gonna hold that grudge. That's okay.
Well, 30 mile on the other side.
Yes, sir.
More Gwen and Chris and a 30 mile.
3:38. Welcome me back, Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. We got about an hour left, and we get you some football. Eagles, Giants, a little NFC East action for you on Thursday Night Football. Coming up, 30 Mile Zone. Are we going to touch on the story I suggested?
Yeah, I think this account
is crazy.
Very weird.
I don't like it, but it needs to be pointed out.
Wait,
all right.
Can we touch on it? Because we don't even know what the actual thing is, though.
Well, we're gonna discuss the fact that it's not real.
Gotcha.
But we're going to...
And I did some investigating on the account.
Okay. I also can't believe... I just can't believe that somebody would even do this in the first place.
Chris, Chris, that's cute.
That he doesn't think someone would do
this. Yeah, this is 2025.
Yeah,
this happens every day, but I understand why you brought
it
to our attention.
That it is. Dodgers nothing, Phillies nothing, two innings into the game. Schwarber had a double in the first. Stranded there, and Freeman had a single leading off the second, but the Phillies turned a nice double play. So no score into the third, and off we go now to some traffic, and then what should be an interesting 30-mile zone.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30 Mile Zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit spiroscuisine.com. We're going to get to Chris's story in just a second, but here's the number one story from the Big Five, and I thought this was perfect for the 30-mile zone because it's one of those things, Chris, where I'm going to take a case to your courtroom and you are able to dismiss it or you're able to take the case.
All right.
A Lakers fan is suing LeBron James for $865.66, claiming the NBA star's, quote, second decision announcement cost him hundreds. Andrew Garcia, 29, bought two tickets for $432.83 each to what he thought would be James's retirement game against the Cavaliers on March 31st, 2026. By the way, that would be kind of crazy. If
he had ended it against the Cavaliers.
Yeah, no. That would be kind of crazy. However, when James revealed his big decision, it was all an ad for Hennessy. The tickets became nearly worthless. So Andrew Garcia suing LeBron for $865.
All right.
Chris?
Well, you know...
You taking the case?
You know, I can't take the case. I mean, it is definitely buyer beware. But there's a big part of me that wants to skirt the law here and tell LeBron, just for being kind of a, whatever you want to call him, for misleading everybody, to pay the $865 and be done with it. But I don't think I can go above the law there. It is always buyer beware. So that's the bottom line.
Dominic makes a good point in the chat. He could still go to the game. The tickets aren't worthless.
Right, right.
He just bought tickets that are probably out of his price range.
He's just
range.
Not retiring. Yeah, that's it.
Tony, are you going to take this case?
Absolutely not. Get the hell out of my courtroom.
Tony is not going to listen to any
this
of this
is ridiculous.
Stuff. So was what LeBron James did.
No, it wasn't that ridiculous. You, we
I mean,
were
it
just
was.
If you know, you fell for it, you're boo-boo the fool just like me. You know what I'm saying? So that's what you get. You went out.
Boo-boo the fool.
You went out and bought the very last game of the Lakers season thinking LeBron's retiring, even though he didn't tell you that. He just told you he had a decision to make. And like me, you believed it was going to retire. And so you deserve what you get. You get to go to a game.
And
go for you.
And everybody's going to boo LeBron wherever he goes anyway. So
right.
He's going to deserve what he gets, though.
And also, he might be able to, let's say
wait,
this last...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
He might be able to sell for more when the game comes around.
He'll definitely be able to sell for more.
Yeah.
I don't know. Last game of the season's usually kind of just an exhibition. You're already out of the playoff race.
You know what? He also they
might
have,
they might be
a lot,
going
too.
For, they might be going for the best record in NBA history. Who knows?
Oh, is that right?
Just saying.
I mean, him and his sciatica are going to...
He's already missing the beginning of the season.
That's how you know it's going to be a good year, right?
What do you think
if they go
under?
Undefeated for the 4 weeks he's out,
what's the over,
watch out.
What's the over-under for games he plays, do you think, Tony? Seriously, like 40 or 50 or more?
I would say 55, okay. 50.
Right. Probably that's gonna... optimistic, I think, but...
I don't think so.
How many games happen in a month? Like 10, 12?
They basically play every other day.
So enough. So he'll miss, like, less than 20 games,
he'll miss
10 games.
Those are 7 days, 4 games out of the seven, 4, 8, 12.
28.
Yeah, I miss about...
That he'll, could put you around 50, 55.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
All right. Let's go to Chris's story that he presented to us a little bit earlier. I'm not even going to give this social media account name out because
right.
I don't want to give him any
publicity.
Let's
say ahead of time that this is totally bogus before you hear the story, but I just... surprised me that this would happen.
Yes. This account posted sad news. Family confirms former NBA defensive star and Los Angeles Lakers guard Eddie Jones has suddenly passed away after sudden stroke. The whole basketball world is shocked. The mystery of the final moments of the defensive master leave millions stunned. So I clicked on this thing, went through it. It is an account that just posts fake death notices and fake...
So they do this all the time?
So you remember DJ Mbenga?
Yes.
They have one for him, too.
Wow.
Same exact thing.
See, this thing showed up on my Facebook feed this morning, and it was a picture of Eddie Jones, and it said he passed, and I was saddened. I didn't really investigate it a whole lot further. So I came in here, and I was going to tell Tony about it, because he's a Laker fan, and I thought, you know what?
Let me double check.
It just smelled a little weird. So I looked it up, and I couldn't find anywhere that he had died, except for this posting, and... I don't know.
Why?
Just see
this.
Come on. Do we have to be doing this now?
I'll tell you why they do it. because this is a some people's strategy of getting views and clicks and likes.
Is to be the first on this kind of stuff?
And just, no, just kind of see how many people take the bait and then spread the information and then your thing goes everywhere.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Good
spread,
for you.
Spread bad
it's a
information.
Virus.
Yeah.
It's a virus. But Chris was asking us before the show what type of person does this, and it's the same type of person that goes on Twitter and reports fake news all the time.
100%.
Okay.
I believe this is the 2025 version of a prankster. Like but in a weirder way. Yeah, a more morbid
way.
That's
not even a prank.
This is,
that's not a prank.
Morbid is correct.
Like the guy who puts the whoopee cushion on his boss's chair is probably the same guy who does this.
That's a prank.
Yeah, that's a prank. This person is diabolical.
Yeah. Yeah. I have nothing else for it. Other
persons.
Than diabolical. Someone just fell to the ground.
They got hit on the foot with a fastball.
All right, next story. The NFL targets Dan Orlovsky in his Twitter account. So if you don't know, Dan Orlovsky puts up a lot of breakdowns of different plays throughout the year on his Twitter account. And he does a really good job. He has different angles. He has, like, different, opinions. Oh, man, that went right on his ankle bone. That hurts.
I'm sorry, the way he fell.
He did fall like a sack of potatoes.
By the way, they're talking about Alex Call leading off the third inning for the Dodgers. He really did get cracked in the foot on an inside pitch. So
I've barely hit my ankle bone with my putter before, and it almost took me down.
That hurts, yeah.
Anyway, Dan Orlovsky. Apparently, the NFL has contacted him and said that he is not allowed to post NFL videos on his social media anymore. So he doesn't understand it. He says that he is just kind of highlighting the league and letting other people know about players and teaching people about the game. He's not selling anything here.
They don't want that.
They don't want any of this. Mm-mm. So they've taken it away from him. And a lot of people want it to be reinstated. So, there's no question here, but do you guys think that the NFL is being a little weird?
So, there is a question there.
I guess, yes, there is.
I would think they're being a little weird if I didn't already know that the NFL is a little weird.
Good point.
And very controlling. And, if they feel like their brand is being used in any way,
yeah,
potentially to make an extra buck, they're not going to allow it.
They are concerned. Well, the post that I'm reading, this post is assuming that the NFL's concerned about lost revenue. It's like, what?
I know.
You guys already have all the money you need.
And it just goes to show you the difference in leagues, right? I mean, even before John Boy was in partnership with MLB, they were using...
Oh, do you think the NFL, if he did John Boy, would... put a stop to it?
Oh, for sure.
Wow. Yeah. Okay,
for sure.
I didn't think of that.
If they don't want Dan
Orlovsky
to be able to just break down what a quarterback did on a play. By the way, there are plenty of people doing it. I see Chase Daniels. I follow him. He breaks down film all. Maybe he is next.
I can't believe the NFL wouldn't want to reveal what Mike McDaniel yells to Tua after an interception. I think that'd be so.
Right.
But you're right. And we should also know this because Scott Van Pelt, who's a lot more out there than most, in terms of popularity and exposure, does the bad beat thing every Monday night. There's never an NFL game there.
Don't do NFL.
They don't do NFL. Well,
I didn't
why
realize
not?
That.
NFL doesn't let them.
It's like, nah, don't touch our stuff.
Yeah.
But then they rejoin with BetMGM.
Just think you get your typical highlights from the local games that have been played on, or it's on ESPN, or it's on the NFL Network.
Yeah, I'm struggling with my NFL fandom in the last.
No,
maybe.
You're not.
No, you're not. As soon as the Niners game comes on, you forget all about.
I do.
That.
I do. I do.
Forget all about.
But
it.
I hate the business of the NFL. More
you can do
so
that.
Than I've ever hated it.
You can hate.
Do
the
you
business?
Hate it enough to stop watching?
If they start...
No.
Do you hate it enough right now to
right
stop
now,
watching?
Right now, no.
Okay, there's enough. We don't
and
need
they
to,
know that.
We don't need to continue the conversation then.
All right, here we go.
People, I mean, McDonald's runs commercials all the time, but you still stop in and get a small fry now and again.
Because no they're salt. The best fries out there.
No okay. salt.
Well, there you go.
A lot of people had a problem with this call the other night.
Two-strike pitch. Hits a drive down the line. If it's Ferentz's moment, it is! It's tied!
So Aaron Judge hits the three-run home run. If it's fair, it's his moment. Many people said he's already had many moments, so how could this be his moment? What do you guys think of the call?
Joe Davis?
Yeah.
Money.
It's pretty good, but I don't disagree with your thought.
Has he had many playoff moments?
Well, the one he had was dropping the fly ball. He'd rather not that one not be a moment.
Okay,
right?
Okay. So let's go. What other moment has he had?
I don't think
had
this one's going to even be enduring, though, because they didn't
even
win the series.
They lost.
But so, that's here in New York. They lost, but it won't be because
they will remember that home
it won't
run.
Be because of Aaron Judge. Aaron
That's
Judge
true.
Balled out.
That's true. Kurt Bavakwa is still famous in San Diego. The Padres did not win that World Series.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of feel I'm more in agreement with the people than not.
Do you think that's
I just feel like
the people or Scraby?
Well, Scraby's people. I think he's had other moments that are going to be far more enduring than that.
Broke Roger Maris's home run record. That's a pretty big moment.
Yeah.
I think we got to take it into context of playoff baseball.
Okay.
It's like A-Rod, before he had the great New York run there, with he was being crushed to that point. He had broke a bunch of records. But in New York, he hadn't performed in a postseason. And I'm not to say that Judge hadn't, but that was his probably biggest postseason moment outside of the drop catch.
Do you guys think that's a can? I'm just asking. I'm not criticizing. Is that a canned line, or do you think that's organic? Do you think he thought about something?
I would.
Does Jesse go into games with an idea of what he might say if something big happens?
I don't know. You'd have to ask Jesse.
There's no way he had that, because how do you know he's going to come up
right
with the tying run in that situation?
Maybe he thought to himself he could have a moment like this during a game, but I don't know that you can put
more
that
organic,
in the can.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to our next one. Oh, Cal Raleigh. I like this guy more
Big
and more and more. So did you see this the other night when he hit his 61st home run, including the regular season home runs in the playoffs? He hit it to a guy that was wearing a shirt that says, "Dump 61 here." So the guy caught it, and which is pretty incredible, because that was the 61st home run for Cal Raleigh of the season. After the game, Cal Raleigh wanted to meet the fan. And so the fan came down. Chris and Tony, I think you're going to love this fan. He offered the ball back to Cal Raleigh. Cal Raleigh said, "No, I don't want it. What I do need from," and he gave him a bat and he gave him some other stuff. "What I do need for you, though, to do, you got to come back on tomorrow, because I need you back in the stands tomorow."
Superstitious,
hey? Did he hit a home run yesterday?
No,
I don't think so.
But they got
still pretty good.
They lost yesterday, too.
Yeah,
so he's not coming back to any more games after that.
Yeah, he signed, signed the ball.
Ended.
He signed the ball for him, and he gave the fan a signed bat. Keep in mind, was this in Detroit?
Yes.
Yesterday, yeah.
The last
Wednesday
two games
was
in Detroit.
Detroit.
Yeah.
Okay,
right,
so this guy was in Detroit. I what are the odds?
I'm just
of
a
this
fan. I'm a fan
it?
Of this fan, because he did what I said I would do, which is give the people their ball back when they hit a home run. What do I need it for? Please. But, you know, I know everybody's trying to make $1 million.
Someone on the chat, the Vapors, says class dumpage, which I think is great.
Class dumpage.
Like he's a class act, but he's a dumper.
Gotcha.
Love the dumper.
He is a class act, I got to say. All right, that's it for 30 miles then.
It was quite interesting. No score Dodgers, Phillies. They're going to the fourth in L.A. We're going to the fourth hour afternoon.
What?
Well, that didn't work.
We have Chris versus the fans next.
Yeah, that's probably better.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.